Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Amy Davis Navardauskas, Marketing Director at the Lebesnik Center for the Arts in Michigan City. Welcome back, Amy.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. And you have such excellent exhibits at the Lebesnik Center. Interesting artists, interesting work always.
Thank you.
I commend you for that.
Thank you.
It's plus, you even have art outside.
We do.
It's an arty place. And you have new exhibits opening soon.
Yes, they've just opened. So they opened on October 23rd.
I see that now. The error of my ways. Well, tell us about how did the opening go?
Good. The opening reception, though, is November 3rd. So
that has kind of
yet to happen.
Late for that.
No, we're not too late for the opening reception.
Good.
So the exhibit is open to the public currently, but the reception is occurring on November 3rd. So please come out for that and meet the artists.
And who are they?
So we've got two exhibits opening. The one in the Hindman Gallery in our main gallery space is called Fragile Codes, and it's a new media exhibition, so it's going to be video work. And there's two artists, Eric Souther and Jason Bernagazzi, are going to have work that kind of hacks or bisects the code, Fragile Codes. So it bisects the codes and kind of recreates them. So it's a deconstructive, reconstructed sort of.
Oh, you've so lost me.
I know. So it's video and essentially, like, I'm more a little bit more familiar with Eric Souther's work. So he takes an image or images from media and sort of scrambles them up and makes them flow on the screen. And so it's almost like, for me, it's kind of like when you're kind of on media overload, when something big has happened in the world or big in the media, and you just begin to feel overwhelmed by all of that, it visually represents some of that feeling that you get from.
Like when there's breaking news and there are lots of words on the screen. There's the running ticker tapey thing, whatever you call that, at the bottom, and there are the talking heads. Plus, there might be a little inset in the screen on the screen of the tornado or the hurricane destroying.
Yeah, exactly.
The Florida
Keys. And you'd be seeing that on every channel, and you're seeing news stories popping up on your phone about it. And so I think it's sort of that feeling you get from that, you know, overwhelmness that you get from being inundated
with
media.
That overload.
Yeah.
So there'll be multiple videos in the exhibit.
There's going to be a couple installations in there, and several of them have some audio, and there's some different. There's a television piece. There's some projected pieces. So, downstairs it'll be all new media, and then upstairs we're having an encaustic show.
Explain what encaustic is.
So encaustic is. I guess the simplest way I could break it down is kind of like painting with wax.
Yeah.
So the artists have to heat up the wax medium, and they use pigment, and so they would
paint
pour or, you know, use different methods to actually get the wax onto the surface. But it's kind of like painting with wax.
Yeah. I've always liked encaustic painting, the way it looks. I like the surface, the way it turns out.
Yeah, sometimes it's very translucent. And so encaustic is something that you really kind of need to see in person to get a feel for it. And
that's
all
true.
Abstract work, too. All the encaustic work is abstract. So it's called In the Abstract.
In the abstract, encaustic. I love even just the word. And then beyond your exhibit openings, then what's next?
We are going to have our holiday artisan market opening up on November 18th. So that's going to be running through the rest of the year. And essentially our gallery shop takes over, goes into the lobby, and we bring in more artists. And so it's a great place to shop for the holidays. And
that sounds really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good. Great way to get gifts for people.
Oh, absolutely.
And everything is original to primarily local artists?
Yeah, primarily local or regional. And they're all artisan, handmade works.
So. Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, all ranges
of
price.
Well, good. I commend you for the quality of your exhibits.
Thank you.
And the focus on original art by local and regional people.
Yes, thank you very much.
That's fantastic. Well, good luck with everything, Amy. Thank you for being here to tell us about the new exhibits and the holiday market. And we'll be back again with another edition of Eye on the Arts next week.
Thanks, John.